Norwegian Refugee Council official Mathilde Vu says her organization was among more than 10 humanitarian aid missions who visited the devastated Jebel Moon area after the recent conflict. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus in Khartoum, Vu describes the humanitarian situation in the Jebel Moon area as shocking after discovering that between 12 to 15 entire villages with more than 700 houses were completely burned to ashes. She says at least 12,000 people whose homes were destroyed are now living in nearby mountains and surrounding villages and are in dire need of humanitarian assistance.
You have a lot of families, a lot of children right now who do not have any shelter. We're trying to build a tent with whatever they have left. Some of them are sleeping under trees. There's a lot of need of obviously shelter, but also blankets and also food. It's the winter, and so therefore it is actually very cold at night.
Last month, dozens of people were killed and scores of others injured during fighting in West Darfur's Jebel Moon area and surrounding villages. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or UN OCHA, in Sudan says more than 2,000 families have been displaced and have crossed into neighboring Chad. A recent Human Rights Watch report said a new wave of attacks on civilians in Darfur since mid-November underscores the urgent need for the UN to enhance its security of Sudan's restive region of Darfur. The report calls on the UN to deploy a robust human rights monitoring presence to the area, including experts in gender-based crimes. Vu says, despite efforts by the West Darfur state authorities to deploy additional security forces in the area, there are still reports of isolated intercommunal attacks in Jebel Moon.
Since the 17th of November, Jebel Moon has been attacked 3 times. So now the humanitarian community estimates that at least 12,000 of people are being displaced, either within Jebel Moon or to the nearby localities. There's also 2,600 people who have crossed the border into Chad. And what is extremely concerning is that the vast majority of these people have not received assistance.
Vu says aid agencies are having a difficult time accessing the displaced to provide them with urgently needed aid due to the ongoing conflict in Jebel Moon.
The humanitarian mission that was conducted end of November, early December, managed to distribute assistance, especially non-food items, blankets, etc., to thousands of people. But it's been very difficult for humanitarian partners to go back to Jebel Moon because of the insecurity.
Vu says she believes that social peace and reconciliation initiatives would be the best way to address the continued conflict in Darfur. She says traditional leaders have a major role to play in this regard.
One hope, obviously, is that on December 10th, the tribal leaders of Jebel Moon have signed a pact of non-aggression, and we really hope that this is going to be maintained. But that doesn't hide the fact that it needs more security, it needs more protection for those civilians in order for them to go back and to rebuild.
The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Sudan says about 14.3 million people across Sudan are estimated to be in need of humanitarian assistance in 2022. In December last year, the UN Security Council ordered the withdrawal of the joint United Nations and African Union peacekeeping forces from Darfur. Since that time, intercommunal violence has been rampant in the area. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.